Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas. It is the Spotify exclusive Misfits Christmas special.
Whoa, and what a special Christmas it is.
Season's greetings. Yeah. Happy holidays.
It's Christmas right now, and it's definitely not at least a month before Christmas.
It's the 25th of December.
December 25th.
And it's not November at all.
No. And it's not summer either. We're not sweating in these sweaters.
No.
Everyone knows that all around the world it snows on Christmas.
That's exactly right. Yeah. It's a no-brainer. I'm festively joined today by my Christmassy co-hosts, Mason, a.k.a. Zuckles.
Hello.
Toby on the telly.
Hello.
Jay, a.k.a. McCreamy.
Merry Christmas.
Matt.
Hola.
Please, Matt. And of course, Swagger Souls as well.
Let's go, go, go.
Can I call you Festive Holes?
Sure.
Festive Holes?
What? Festive What's Holes? Up?
I don't know. Festive Holes has a nice ring to it.
It sounds like a club I'd go to.
Festive Holes.
Well, today we are celebrating, of course, the great holiday that is Christmas. How do you guys feel about Christmas?
Fun. I like presents. I like getting a lot of presents.
I love Jesus. I like going to church first thing in the morning at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It loses more of its charm for me every year, personally.
Yeah.
Was it the day he died or was born?
It's the day that Jesus was born.
It's his birthday.
Wasn't he actually born in like April?
What?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. Well, maybe he was.
It's probably the day Coca-Cola decided he was born.
Yeah. Absolutely.
What's the deal with that?
What?
What's the deal with that Coca-Cola thing?
Didn't Coca-Cola invent Santa?
Yeah.
So
they like made him red or something?
Why do you think he wears red and white?
Wait, is this the pre-show? I'm confused.
No.
It's a Spotify exclusive.
I'm so confused.
We're in the midst of it right now. We're filming a real Spotify episode.
Shit, it's going down right now.
So Coca-Cola film? Wait, but what about what's it like, Nicholas?
Like Saint Nick?
Saint Nick is real.
Yeah.
Saint Nick is real, but Coca-Cola made Santa.
Like the image of him, the big fat white,
fucking bushy, white bearded, red colored man
that lives in the North Pole.
That, you know, he basically has slaves that put together toys for bratty children.
Yeah, wow. But elves are just submissive as a species.
That's true.
They're submissive and breedable.
Like they like it.
Yeah.
They're not slaves.
They're happy. They're happy to work.
They opted in. They were just a lost bunch of little elves running around the North Pole with no infrastructure before Santa came along and whipped them in the shade.
Just indentured servants.
Fun fact, elves prefer to be starved and beaten.
Jesus.
Okay. Don't be culturally insensitive. That's what they fucking do.
You sound like you run a...
They like to be starved and they like to be hit with whips.
It's really hard to believe, but I guess if you say so.
It's just what they like.
I mean, Swagger does have the most experience with elves here, you know, seeing as he runs that one factory.
That's very true.
What do you make of all this, Mason?
I'm an elf.
Yeah, I mean, you're currently attired as an elf.
I think that's a Christmas tree.
That's a Christmas tree you have when you're
young. Oh, it's not an elf hat.
Yeah, but you look elfish. Elfish sort of fellow.
I thought I could. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess I can't play along with the.
Do you identify with elves though? Are you submissive and
breedable? I identify as an elf.
Yeah.
And I am.
That's so brave.
Sitting on a shelf.
Oh,
holy shit! Hey. Okay.
The elf got bars.
Elves got bars.
Elf got bars.
Yeah.
Well, for this episode, we have decided to do something special. Little Secret Santa.
Ooh.
Secret Santa?
Secret.
Each of us have gotten each other a gift.
Yep.
But it is unknown as to who got who.
It's a secret.
Yeah. It is a secret.
Secret Santa.
That's sort of in the name,
yeah.
It's quite easy to deduct what's going on here.
Yeah, you may also call it Kris Kringle or that other fucking thing.
Yeah, why is it called
what's
Kris
the other
Kringle?
Name? There's one other name. Who gives a fuck?
Kris Kringle.
Why is it called Kris Kringle? Who is Kris Kringle?
Yeah, who is Kris Kringle?
That's what Australians call it, I'm pretty
sure. Kris Kringle is meant to be like Santa's like real name.
Santa's gay lover. Yeah. No,
it's not.
Kris Kringle.
That's how you find him in the phone book.
Secret gay lover.
Imagine if, like, instead of calling him Santa every year, it's just like, I hope Kris comes to visit.
I hope Kris comes and gives me some gifts. Fucking
Kris.
What does Kris do for the rest of the year? Is he just preparing the whole time? Or is
he just edges.
He's just checking the list and checking it twice.
The whole time.
Yeah, he's beating the shit out of his elves.
And his wife.
And it's like a thank you. Because they love it.
Right. So then the pain is pleasure.
Exactly.
Mm. Right. I see.
I feel like Santa could really just kind of, hire some people. You know, there's lots of companies out there that have great infrastructure out there. Yeah. Like, you know, he could just, you know, hit up Jeff Bezos or something. Yeah. Be like, can you sort this all out for you? For you? I'll give you my customer list.
Yeah.
You know, and in exchange,
$9 billion.
Yeah. Jeff Bezos, you're known for looking after your employees.
Yeah. So. You're known for knowing how to look after elves.
Would you say Santa has a short but ultimately thick penis?
Okay. Well, I have to go this direction.
I mean, we can maybe if we see him, we can ask him.
True.
We can see Santa's little helper and judge for ourselves.
Santa's little helper.
You know, who's going to be delivering us the gifts?
Well, guys, I'm happy to say that Kris Kringle, Santa Claus himself.
The Santa?
No, Santa is Kris Kringle.
He's actually here in the studio, and he will be delivering all of our presents to us.
Are you sure it's not one of Santa's weird interns that goes to malls?
No, they told me they're pretty sure it's the real deal. Like,
okay.
Holy shit. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of impersonators out there,
yeah,
but...
I knew it was real.
He always has been, buddy. He always has
been. He always has been.
Well, without further ado, I guess we'll bring him on set then. Santa, do you want to... You want to step in and perhaps bring someone a gift or maybe just make an entrance in general?
I had no idea Santa was
there.
Dude, Santa!
Yeah, he's over there.
He's grabbing his big sack. And also the bag with all of his clothes.
How do you land that Nissan Cube on the roof?
Holy shit, it's actually Santa.
Oh my god! It's Santa!
Hey,
Hey,
you never got me a fire truck that year. What the fuck?
Can you play with
always
my bell?
I always want to ask you that.
Well, this is what you get for looking at porn.
What?
Matt, not
I get
looking at porn.
Paper?
What is this?
It's wrapping paper.
What is it for?
Wait. That,
for the presents.
That actually looks like a roll of wrapping paper.
I don't think that's a gift. It's not a gift.
It is. It's got a name on it.
It says my name on it. Where?
Oh, where?
Is that mine?
Dude, did someone actually get Mason some wrapping paper?
Oh, there you go.
Man.
Do I open this?
No,
thank you,
we'll,
Santa.
Just,
oh, you're welcome.
Just a firework.
Let's get all the gifts.
Okay,
all the
gifts.
Santa's hitting a vape.
Alright, I got this one for...
Damn.
Yeah, they don't make sacks like they used to.
That's a big one.
That's a big boy.
Mason again?
What the fuck?
Why am I getting spoiled?
Good boy.
Oh my god.
This one is for...
I reckon it's for Mason.
Yeah.
This one's for Mason.
Dude, what the fuck?
Mason's been a good boy this year. Damn.
This makes up for all the charcoal,
this
man.
This one's for Mason.
What the fuck?
What do you mean it's for Mason?
This whole sack's for Mason.
This one's for Mason.
Very nice.
I refuse to believe you're like
the nicest one here, mate. What the
Toby?
Fuck?
Toby!
Oh, I hope it's a vagina.
This one is for bits.
Oh, lovely. Thank you so much.
Very nice.
Thanks, Santa. Wow.
And then...
This is great.
Fuck, we're getting low.
Uh-oh.
This one is for Matt.
Boy.
Oh, very cool. Nice. Very nice.
And that's everything.
The littlest gift.
That's a very nice spot.
Thank you, Santa.
Wow. Wait, Santa, can we see Santa's little helper?
Yeah.
No.
It's alright.
Well, what a good guy.
Mason has an entire IKEA table.
Yeah. Yeah. I can smell alcohol on that guy's breath from here.
He was also hidden in the vape. I don't know.
Is that like every mall Santa though?
Yeah, true.
Yeah. Well, here we are, everyone.
How am I blocking the peripherals?
we need like a little tree in the middle. Like,
I think.
There we go.
Oh, beautiful.
There you go.
That is a nice tree.
Well, I guess we should sort of go around a circle and figure out who's got what. And,
okay, yeah. We need to start with Mason. He's got somebody. We'll go Mason, Toby, all the way around.
Okay.
We'll finish
so
with me.
Am I starting first?
Yeah,
right.
go ahead.
Open up your presents. Open them up.
Oh, so the big one for last.
It's like a little Buzz Lightyear or something.
The fuck! I don't want to break it.
What is this?
The fuck is this, man?
What?
It's wrapped very nicely.
What is a fleshlight?
Are you kidding me?
What?
Is it actually?
Dude.
Oh,
I just saw my shit on me, man.
Right there.
Whoa! Wow!
What is this?
A One Punch Man cup.
Oh, sick.
Dude,
show the camera. Show the camera.
Dude, that's fucking hectic.
That is so sick.
I needed this. Thank you, Mr. Kris Kringle. Where we got that? What is this as well? A Minecraft torch!
Wait.
Dude, no way.
One that really works and lights up?
Yeah, I think
yeah.
So.
Take it out. Take it out. Super lights up.
Fucking awesome.
Are we gonna have to censor this bag?
Nah, fuck it. Who gives a fuck?
Wow, it's even got a receipt in here. Well, that's just the instructions. You don't need that.
Yeah, I can wait.
This looks incredible.
You
might need batteries.
Battery's not quite.
No, I think it's like there's a button.
It's got a lighter.
There's
like
a button somewhere.
Man, Swagger really seems to know how this works.
I had one. I've had one before. Yeah, right there.
Oh,
wow!
Oh, shit! Oh, wow!
You can do that in post,
it's
right?
It's really bright, guys.
Yeah. It's so bright. It's blinding.
I think these batteries.
Yeah, I think these batteries. All right, what are these other two? Okay.
That's really cool, though.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Nice.
You put that on the wall.
All right, guys. Let's see what this one is.
What is this?
Oh, shit! It's a poster!
Oh. Dragon Ball Z!
Nice!
Alright, should I take this home and not unravel it?
Yeah, dig it on, dig it on. Dragon Ball Z poster?
Yeah, Dragon Ball Z poster. Very nice.
Well, is this an exclusive as well? What is this? Funimation? It's gotta be anime.
Yeah, it's anime. It looks like...
It's almost like Swagger knows exactly what it is.
What does it look like?
I guess you can see the reaction of what it is on my streams at twitch.tv.
A promo for another
game. Damn. That's the best present.
Oh, shit.
It's this wrapping paper.
I got a big one here. The big one.
Big boy.
Oh, he's got another.
Oh, shit, man. I bet you... Not Lego.
Oh.
I was going to guess Lego, too.
What?
What?
Oh, what?
What is that?
Shit!
Is that a blow up Goku fuck doll? Wow.
What the fuck?
You'll get it.
What the fuck is this?
Super Saiyan.
I have no idea. Oh my god, look at the bank.
Is it like
the
bank?
Oh shit.
It's a fucking lamb.
What? That's fucking cool as cunt.
Wow.
Dude, I needed this shit.
Dude, that is
dumb. That was exactly what you said
and
you
look,
needed a lamb.
They lamp. Lamp. It's a lamp.
Lamp.
It's a major award.
Lamp. Lamp.
Wow, it's a lit lamp.
Lamp.
It's a...
Damn, thank you. Oh, I got spoiled, man.
You got spoiled.
This shit's on my
Should you take...
Wow. Everyone's going to look bad.
So should you take guesses on who you think got you the guess?
Tom tells me it was Swagger.
No, it wasn't me.
It wasn't you?
No, it was Jay.
Was it Jay?
Damn.
Thanks, man.
Swagger was ploying us the whole time.
It's almost like Jay
so
was like, Swagger, quick, what do I get?
Jay, those are some good gifts.
Yeah, no, he moved into a new house. Like, got to get him some stuff.
Of course, dude.
Posters.
You're the best, man. Thank you, man.
No worries, no worries.
Wow.
I guess I'll open mine.
Over to Toby.
I definitely... whose could it be, guys? I got no idea.
Oh.
What do you know? It's from a place that we were talking about earlier. I was able to guess just from the shipping.
Holy shit.
I have a feeling that this is going to allow me to go fuck myself.
I know what it is.
Oh my god. Wait.
Oh, here, mate.
Or, what is it?
What could it be?
It's pink.
The suspense.
It's pink.
Oh,
it's
oh
pink.
My god.
It glows.
Hold on.
It's got a little bell end.
Oh my god.
It's a Cloner Willy! That's smart. That's like
very smart.
That's like recycling for me. Very cool. Thanks. Thanks, Matt.
Man, I can't take credit for that.
No, thanks, Fitz. This is great.
You're welcome. You know that I'm a trans ally. You know that I support the trans community. But I'm also your friend, and I do want you to fuck yourself someday.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
It makes sense.
There you go.
You're saying it's just go fuck yourself.
That's so weird.
That's
so
actually awesome.
Holy shit.
I'm going to clone lots of them and then sell them.
Yeah, are they? I think they're reusable, right?
Yeah, probably.
Genius.
Although it's like a mold, so maybe it's only usable once. You'll have to let us know how it goes.
Does that say glow in the dark?
It does. In the dark. So
it glows in the dark.
Yeah, so that you don't miss.
Even if you don't choose to fuck yourself, then you can use it as a torch.
It's just like Mason's Minecraft land. It's like exact same.
It's actually way more versatile, actually, so it's kind of a better game.
Much better.
Sweet.
No, there you go. It's vibrating too.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah. It's the whole thing. It's the whole package.
The whole package. You get the package and everything.
You probably could have got me like the smaller size.
I think it's just a really big box.
Maybe just like half of it. Be okay.
No, like, you know.
Well, maybe you can have like two, you know?
I wanted to treat you.
Yeah, what is it? Both sides.
Double-ended.
Got one for my girlfriend too.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, Jay, what do you got?
On. Let's have a look. It's got my name on it, so.
That's probably for you then.
Yeah, I think it's for me. Oh, hold on. Wait a minute. I don't want to rip the packaging. This awesome packaging. All right, what have we got? It is... Wait, this is actually good. It's an Among Us fucking...
What
those...
the fuck is that thing?
It's like one of those autism things. I fucking love it.
Is that like the fidget toy?
Yeah. I'm playing with this.
Is that legit Among Us?
Show the camera.
It's an Among Us.
That's fucking... That's so good.
It's fucking awesome.
Yeah, I saw that exact thing in America. And I couldn't stop playing with it. It's so much fun.
Oh, no. These are OP. These are OP. Yeah. I can't stop fidgeting, so whoever got this. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. What do you think got it for you?
I'm gonna guess Swagger.
No.
Matt.
Where the hell did you get that? Oh, at Melbourne Central.
Yeah, where did you find this? Yeah. That's so good.
I was like, oh, you upload the fucking those YouTube videos. What's that popular game?
I came here and it's making funny pop noises. It's so good, you can't have it. Put it
in the mic.
That does sound so good.
Yeah, I'm not stop playing. Thank you, Matt. Yeah. I appreciate that.
Wow. Christmas cheer is in the air.
I love it.
All right.
Moving
Matt's
on.
Turn.
What we got here?
Ooh. Who got Matt?
Should we have done this first? Like, take guesses what we think it is.
Okay, yeah, take a guess.
I think it's close.
Dogecoin.
But I feel like... Okay.
Is it actually? Dogecoin. I love Dogecoin. Tell me more about Dogecoin.
Not financial advice.
It's a t-shirt. Is it a t-shirt? Is indeed a t-shirt. But
what is it?
Oh, wait, hold on. I gotta put the sunnies on. It comes with the pair of sunnies.
It comes with sunnies.
It's like they got stoner eyes. It's like you're supposed to put them on.
Okay.
In case you're stoned. Okay. Oh, they got stoner eyes on. Okay. Wait. I can't read the shirt.
Wait.
Damn. I can only read it after I put it on.
Bro, Matt is looking respectfully right now.
Dude, what is it?
Wait.
Don't look.
Yeah. Spoilers. What does it say?
Ain't no snitch. Send it for YouTube.
Ain't no snitch. Fucking send that shit.
What does that even mean?
Is that a reference? I'm missing.
It's like when I'm filming like the cars and shit at car meets. It's like I'm not a snitch. Fucking send
you
that shit.
You look amazing with those glasses on.
This is actually really hilarious. Holy fuck.
That's so
this
good.
This is fucking hilarious.
Wait, I think it's on backwards though.
Is it?
Or either that or it's just a really ill-fitting t-shirt.
Ah, feels nice.
That's so
actually
kind
of good.
Wow, why are you looking at me like that, though?
You want to have a staring contest?
Dude, it's really actually quite disconcerting.
That's amazing. Look right at the camera.
Stare at the lens.
He looks like annoying orange. He looks like annoying orange.
Merry Christmas.
Hey, Merry Christmas. How's it going?
What the fuck?
It's fucking
dude.
Awesome.
It's fucking terrifying.
That's scary.
So who do you think I am?
If I had to guess, I'd guess Toby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's too good. That's actually too good.
I made that t-shirt myself.
Did you actually?
Oh,
yeah. That's so cool.
How'd you make that?
I got a heat press and shit. And
oh, no
vinyl
shit.
Cut.
And
I don't know if you noticed, I made the glasses myself too. I know
they
look pretty premium.
They feel premium.
They're actually my eyes.
Really?
So, you know, the thought process The thought process was you're very busy and, you know, you're often staying up late. So now you can have little...
That's insane.
You can have power naps now and no one will know you're asleep.
I can use it while driving.
Yeah, exactly.
Holy shit.
Oh my God.
That's so good.
This ain't right.
Are they two photos, different photos put together?
No, it's actually the same photo, but flipped. It's the same photo of one eye.
Oh,
okay, you're basically put them on.
That makes
sense.
Yeah.
That's
why it's like a little creepy. I mean, it would be creepy anyway, but
it's very uncanny valley.
Yeah.
You fucking fit him around his head.
Bro, what?
Goofy ass. I think
they suit Mason the best there.
Boy, damn, boy.
That is so good. Do the punk, punk.
No, somebody needs to screenshot
that. That is so insane.
Oh, wow. God.
It's fucking cool. Awesome.
Shit, thank you. Holy shit.
I haven't stopped playing with this.
Okay.
I'm keeping these on. I like it.
Okay.
God, it's so scary.
I've got no idea what this could be.
It's a slight rattle.
I hope it's drugs.
Oh my god, a fucking Captain America bobblehead figure.
Captain America.
Why does he look
why
like that?
Why is it a robot? That's sick though, dude.
Captain America.
Dude, I'm going back home. This is going to be great.
Yeah. You take this on the flight with you?
Yeah, dude. All excited. My little comfort figure. Dude, this is dope.
Well, if he's metal like your helmet, maybe.
True.
Could you guess who got it for you?
You?
Yeah.
Thanks, Maze.
No worries.
Wow.
Bro, you're not supposed to open it, man.
Oh, you've ruined the rare
mint
now.
Condition. No, mint condition.
Oh, did he bobbles?
Oh, that's actually worth it. Oh, what the fuck?
Careful, careful.
Captain America.
That ASMR podcast. He's so staunch.
Oh, wow. Shit. That's awesome.
He's jacked.
Are you happy that I'm your new owner?
What's the yes or no?
God, that's so weirdly cute.
You can use it for stress. Whenever you get angry, you can just shake Captain America.
Yeah, yeah.
Beat the fuck out of him.
Dude, that's sick.
Give
that's
him whiplash.
That's actually so dope. Thank you, Maze.
No worries, man. I actually put a lot of effort in that. I was actually gonna get you a Mandalorian helmet, but it was like $260.
Yeah, that would have been a shitty. That would have been such a shitty gift. That would have been way shittier. Don't even worry about it. This is so good.
I'll get it for actual Christmas.
Oh, thanks, dude.
What do you mean it's Christmas Day?
It's actually Christmas.
It's December 25th right now.
Thanks, dude.
No worries.
Wow.
It's definitely not February.
I'll put it back in so that way it doesn't devalue.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you've touched it now, so it's probably gone up.
Too. Oh, you can clone a Willy with Captain America with you.
Wow, and then you can fuck yourself into a cum tribute.
Yeah.
What's up?
There you go.
USA. USA.
Oh, that's so satisfying. Nice. I kind of want to get one.
That's the best.
Right.
Wonderful. Well, I wonder who could have gotten me my gift.
Do all of them and then in a row. Pop, 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 pop.
There's so many options
one
remaining.
One side pops better than the other.
It's so good.
I wouldn't shake it.
Okay.
No, shake it.
Swagger wouldn't shake it.
I wouldn't.
Oh man, I'm very excited.
I bet it's a vibrator.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet it's a book.
Yeah. It's a box.
It's Swagger's play button.
Oh my god, it's an NFT.
Holy shit.
Elaborate. Can open it like this.
A puzzle. Get some yellow there. What is that?
I think it's a record.
Yeah. Like my rapping drive? Fucking A4
so
paper.
Good. It is a record. Is it the King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard record? It is!
Yeah.
Oh, it's a special edition vinyl. Of Paper Mache Dream Balloon.
Dude, my favorite album.
The back side.
Oh, that's sick.
Yeah, I remember this album.
Holy shit.
You used to tell me that you listened to it in the shower every day.
Yeah. It's how we started my day.
How are you going to fit a record player in the shower, though?
I actually have this record already, but now I have the special edition, which is even better.
Check out the actual, vinyl.
Yeah, because is the disc?
The disc are crazy.
Let me see. It's 3D. It reminds me of a Shrek cup that I used to get after watching Shrek 2 in cinemas.
Shrek 3D.
So I had a holographic Shrek cup, and I used to spin that shit all day long. Now I'm a man, and I can spin this vinyl instead. Okay, let's.
That's awesome.
Let's see.
Yeah, pull it out.
Here's the sleeve. I'm gonna have a look at that.
Some pictures.
Play with that.
Whoa! Oh. How does it do that, man?
Okay. Okay, hang on. How do I get into this?
Trippy.
Whoa!
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Oh, it's like a clear.
Don't drop it, man.
A clear pink one.
Holy cool. What the fuck? That's
holy cool.
Holy cool.
Such a cool price. It's such a dope price.
That is a very thoughtful gift. Swag.
And you should check out the other one. It's a different color.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah. It's an LP. I forgot.
What is it? Why is they like paper mache?
The album's called Paper Mache. Oh, shit.
Oh, what the fuck?
Oh, that's
holy
it's cool. So cool.
That's fucking awesome.
Holy cool.
I won't even spin this. I'm just going to look through it all the time. Thank
that's
you.
Yeah,
it's very thoughtful.
Dude.
I appreciate that.
man. Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Thank you. I'll listen to this when I get home.
Yeah, this was a pain in the ass to get.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did like a limited run. There was only like 500 or something.
Yeah, because these are always hard to find.
I nabbed two.
Oh, fucking awesome. Wait, so you got one?
Yeah, for me. But I was thinking of you as well.
Nice. Oh, that's fucking sick. I appreciate it. Wow, there we go.
This was so wholesome.
Yeah, very
wholesome. It was quite wholesome, wasn't it? Everyone got a nice little gift.
Yeah.
I got like five.
I feel so gifted.
So many.
It truly is, Christmas truly is in the air.
Yeah.
Damn,
got it. Oh, shit. Oh. Got it.
All right, so now we get to play the game of who wants to steal each other's gifts.
All right, I'm stealing yours. I'm keeping mine.
Where'd Santa go?
You can take mine if you
can. Can Santa throw me my vape?
Did he steal your vape earlier?
Oh, that's crucial
that's
damage.
Deadly.
Thank you.
That's,
thank you, Santa.
Oh, my God. Battle scarred.
You fucking air trapped. You
feel
slam.
Tested. Feel tested.
I can't stop looking at this shit. It's fucking trippy as hell.
Yeah, that's
weird. I can't wait to eat shrooms and listen to this.
And look
at it.
Fucking album.
It is a great album.
Such a good album.
I'd recommend anyone listen
to
this.
I think it has some other songs on it, too. Some special edition.
Oh, really?
Extras? Maybe.
Fucking gangster, man.
Okay, guys. If you excluded these presents, what is the coolest Christmas gift you've ever received?
Ooh.
Bionicles.
Probably,
Bionicles. Yeah.
Bionicles are really up there.
Yeah.
Dude, I think probably an Xbox. Probably Xbox or like a Nintendo. Mm.
Yeah.
Dude, getting the Wii. Getting the Wii was fucking great.
I remember the PS3 was a big deal for me and my brothers when our parents got us a PS3. We were like, oh. It was the first console we ever got. Mm.
It's like all I played.
Yeah, it's hard.
Our family always has a pretty tame Christmas. We always do a little Secret Santa with like a $100 limit on it. So
cute.
It's like never anything super extravagant. It's always just a little something thoughtful.
Yeah, my family did the same, except we had a $10,000 limit.
Like, oh, you 1 liter bottle of Tom Ford cologne.
Oh, great, another car.
I don't know. I mean, I was trying to think of Christmas memories. Apparently, I was just an absolute cunt of a kid, and I was obsessed with Bionicles. One Christmas, I think I must have been like 6 or 7, my parents got me a bike. It was my first bike. Really cool looking bike.
Yeah.
I was obviously, I hadn't learned how to ride one yet, so I didn't really know what to do with it. I threw a tantrum because I wanted Bionicles.
Yeah. That's fair. You piece of shit.
I did. I got really upset. I was like crying.
Yeah, that's true.
It's fair.
I opened up the bike and then I started crying because I was like, I want a Bionicle.
Hold on. How did you imagine like the silhouette of a wrapped bike?
Well,
and you're like,
I thought it was 100 Bionicles.
I thought it could have been a really elaborate Bionicle, but no, it was just a real bike.
Dude, your parents must have been like, this piece of shit.
Yeah,
this
no.
Fucking spoiled bastard.
Yeah, I was like throwing a tantrum in my room. My dad had to come in and give me a life lesson. About not acting like a jerk when people get you nice things. Yeah. And then I think later that week he took me to the car wash and made me wash his car for Bionicles.
Mm.
So
that's a good lesson.
I got five Bionicles and I had to work for him too. And I got a sweet bike. Yeah.
Did you ride it? You end up riding it?
It was all a scheme.
Yeah, cool. Of course I ended up riding it. I ended up appreciating the gift for what it was.
Good.
It wasn't that I was spoiled. It's just that I was autistic and I really like Bionicles.
Yeah, it's completely fair, dude. When you go through a Bionicle phase, like your early adolescence, this shit is like, is all you think about.
Is a phase for you?
Wait, early adolescence.
It's a huge phase.
Yeah.
I think by my early adolescence, I was already out of my Bionicle phase.
No, yeah. I guess I mean like from the ages of 9 to 12.
Right.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Like tween.
I was
teenager.
Lego was my thing.
Yeah.
Lego is still your thing.
Yeah, for sure.
Should have gotten you another Millennium Falcon.
No, fuck no. I'm not building one of those.
You're not building another one?
No.
We're getting another Taj Mahal.
I'd build a Taji.
Yeah, you build a Taji.
Taji. But not Millennium Man.
You know there's a new bigger set now. Titanic.
The Titanic?
Oh, you can build the Titanic.
Dude, let's freeze a mag cube and then just peg it at the fucking iceberg.
I mean...
freeze
a mag cube. If you made the Titanic on stream and then
a huge
donor goal was you peg an ice cube at it, like a massive ice cube, surely you'd make it.
I might
have to do it.
Give Kobe a ring, I reckon.
Do it again.
It is fucking huge, though.
See if it floats. put it in the tub.
Man, didn't we throw like all the Legos in the pool?
Yeah, you threw the Taj Mahal in the fucking pool, and then I had to fucking fish it out with a net.
Like 2 hours just fishing it out with
Oh shit. With fucking net.
I swear there were Legos in the pool filter.
Probably.
They had to have been.
Probably, yeah.
What wasn't in that pool?
It was like 5,000 pieces of Lego.
Yeah, we didn't get them all.
Yeah, no.
There was fucking diseases in that pool.
I feel like you
dead bird. It was fucking dead bird you had to scoop up and throw over the wall under the street.
Well, man, where else are we going to put him? At least he's with nature.
That was when we had our first...
asphalt on the street.
That was when we had our first Secret Santa.
Yeah.
Yeah,
if you haven't
that
seen that,
time.
It's on the Misfits channel. It's Christmas an OG wholesome vlog.
Dude, it's probably my favorite vlog.
That was so awesome.
We got the fucking Christmas tree. You remember when I was trying to make, because the guy cut the tree down, but he didn't square it off. So I had to sit there and fucking saw it for like 2 hours.
Yeah, it was on an angle and it was
falling over.
We couldn't put it in the base because of it. That Christmas tree.
It was huge.
Was in our house. it was in our house for like, what, like probably a month?
Dude, it was
we
a fire
fucking,
hazard.
Like, get it out.
Every morning it would fall over. You just hear it crash.
Yeah,
and it was like a, like what, like a 4 meter Christmas tree? It was huge.
It was like, massive. I think it was like 14 or 15 feet. And the thing was, like, I was so used to going to like those groves with all the trees during Christmas in America when it was winter and everything was dead. So you just take it, you put it in your house. And it skipped my mind that we're going in the middle of the fucking summer in America, in Australia, and grabbing this giant tree. And it was like 3 days later, we're like, why are there so many beetles and spiders in the fucking house? And it was, there were so many spider eggs in it.
Don't
we had
they
to like
spray it?
They didn't.
It was just fresh from a patch. They cut it down in front of us and threw it in the back of our truck.
Yep.
That was it.
Yeah. And we brought it home, and then I had to saw off the bottom to stop fucking falling over.
Yeah.
That was a good time, though, dude. That was a really good time.
That's a good video.
We got Chad the block of soap, and then he rubbed it all over himself in the shower. The Christmas vlog, remember?
Oh,
you got him that gift.
You got
him
that
massive, like
the
pound
of soap.
Of soap.
You still have that, Chad?
I mean, Santa?
Whoa! Finished it a month ago.
Actually, good value.
He needs another one. Are they for display?
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure
they were on display and they cut it off.
Yeah.
I just got the whole block.
We just walked in and he was like, can I have that?
How much was that block?
It was like over $100, I'm pretty sure. It was like over $100.
So fucking
you used the entire budget we had on
that. Honestly, that sounds like great value.
Yeah,
it's great
for 2 years worth of soap.
It's not bad. Imagine washing yourself with that.
Yeah, just this massive fucking boring.
You just attach it to the wall and just rub yourself on it.
Yeah, look at that.
Does everyone else remember what they got for that Secret Santa? I think I got a grinder from Sam for weed.
Yeah.
That's what I remember.
Someone got the... Was it Ryan that got the My Little Pony thing?
Yeah,
no, it was the black baby.
Yeah.
It was the black baby doll.
Oh, yeah.
You got the My Little Pony.
With the fleshlight hole.
Yeah.
I got a bun.
Oh, yeah, you did.
I remember that.
Which has since broken, hasn't it? Sadly.
So sad. So sad.
Matt, what did you get? Can you remember?
I got like a little coffee mug, but it was like a camera lens.
That's somewhere. I got a Fortnite magazine.
Sad, a little bit bitter about that to this day.
I loved it. It was so fog.
I have no idea what I got. I don't remember. I was hoping one of you guys didn't remember as well, but I'm just sitting here, ungrateful.
I remember Supreme Chopsticks. Who got Supreme
Chopsticks?
That
was Sam. Got the Supreme Chopsticks.
Yeah, Supreme Chopsticks. What else was there?
Can't remember. All I remember is being high as fuck on edibles at the Secret Santa.
And you were freaking out about You were freaking out about the pony or something.
It was the black baby that really got me. I was like, I can't believe that someone got Ryan an actual child. So I don't want to see him have to raise that
so
thing.
So funny.
And then we had that nice Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, yeah.
Wholesome.
Oh, true.
And then Chad wore the Pikachu onesie there.
Yeah, fucking Pikachu onesie that, what was your name? Jessica Negri? She wore that and gave it to him.
Wow.
Jessica who?
She's like a cosplayer. She's a cosplayer from New Zealand.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was really tight fit on him.
No, these are some fond Christmas memories for us. Do you guys have any, like, what do you associate with Christmas when it comes to mind? Like, when you
family,
think back to your childhood.
Family, wine,
anything specific? Any, like, because Christmas is a time when all your extended family tends to come together and shit like that. There's always some embarrassing shit that happens. Does anyone have any, like...
any memories of like grandma just like fisting the fruit salad or
what? That sounds like something you've witnessed.
Yeah. I don't know. My family's got like a lot of Scottish roots, so a lot of my early Christmas memories involve
fisting fruit salad.
Involve like fisting fruit and bagpipes.
Oh my god!
My little cousin piffed the dog once.
What? The dog?
Yeah, like he's like four. He was like 3 years old, and we had this little chihuahua. He was all fucked up. He had like missing ear, like eyebrows and shit, like on his head.
He had eyebrows, or he was missing eyebrows.
Like, he had human eyebrows,
human
like,
eyebrows.
Yeah, like human eyebrows. And he picked him up, and he just like holds him. Me and my uncle and Kobe are sitting on the couch, and he just goes.
throws it. A living dog. And what happened?
So we're just like, my uncle's like, wish you got that shit on Funny's Home Videos. Fucking throws the dog.
You know it's old when someone's saying we should have got that shit on Funny's Home Videos.
That's so good.
And the dog was okay? What?
Yeah, it was fine.
Did it land on its feet or did it tumble?
He landed pretty hard. It was pretty fucked up to watch. We sat there in shock. We're just like, our jaws were dropped. And then like kind of laughed it off because he was all right, but.
Fucking throw you.
Holy shit.
Shot puts a chihuahua.
Fucking hell. Jesus. What do you think?
That's some Christmas cheer.
But he was young. He didn't understand, so.
He didn't understand dog physics.
Yeah. He's like, cat land on feet, dog too. Yes.
Yeah.
I found that Christmas doesn't really feel like Christmas. Unless you're with like a big group.
Yeah.
Even like a few people, you know, it just kind of, to me, like growing up, Christmas is always with like 40 people, 30 people.
Mm-hmm.
So just like any like half of that even just feels like a little wrong.
Yeah. Know? Well, I mean, being an adult makes it different too, I guess.
Yeah, totally.
Like when did the because as a kid, I couldn't sleep before Christmas. Yeah. I was so fucking excited. Obviously. That stopped probably around age 11 for me. I don't know about you guys.
Yeah, about 22.
It stopped around like 13, 14 for me.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. As soon as I about found out that Santa
was real. What?
What?
Yeah, I found out that he was real.
How did you find out that he wasn't?
Because... I don't know. I think I spoiled it for Kobe too.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, you dog.
I'm like, it was like I was giving him intel though. I was like, he's not fucking real, man. This is all a fucking plot.
It's like, no way.
Yeah, he's like,
it's
he's
a
like, psyop.
I can completely imagine this.
You just laying it all down.
Yeah, I'm like, this is how it goes. Put the presents.
How'd
there,
you find
man.
Out? You stay up late?
I don't know. I think I just worked it out.
Yeah, I remember finding
it's
out.
It's not that hard to figure
I
out.
Stayed up, I just stayed up late to try to catch Santa in the act, and then I just saw my dad go downstairs, fucking put all the presents down, and go back upstairs. I was like, fuck.
I think I opened a room and it was full of presents. That's how I feel.
Dude, I mean, kids before the internet was as accessible, so gullible compared to nowadays.
Oh, yeah.
Nowadays, you're like 5, you already know fucking about the Iraq war, let alone Santa's.
What the Taliban's up to.
Fucking, everyone is just so informed. You know, 6-year-olds on the iPad just getting curious. Like, oh, is Santa real? It's just no, immediately. And also, here's some porn. Yeah.
Dude, I had early memories of like going on to like websites in like the mid 2000s. And there was like a site called Elf Bowling where like it was like this game where you'd bowl elves and they had like their pants down and shit.
What?
It was just like their bare ass or whatever.
And you like put your thumb in the hole and just toss them down the lane or what?
No, they were the pins. They were the pins. And then you'd bowl them and then there was like other shit where it was like a Santa tracker and then you'd see where he's going and then.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Like, did you guys have a call Santa?
Yeah.
No, we didn't have a call Santa.
Wait,
we had
the
tracker.
Did,
it showed
in
it showed where he was.
You could write to him like.
There was some free number you could call him and it'd be like, leave Santa a message.
He just picks up. He's like,
what?
What do you want?
What do you want? What are you wearing?
I'm fucking busy.
Santa's just halfway through raping an elf or something. You know? He's busy as fuck. I definitely remember writing to Santa, but I never called him.
Did you guys leave milk and cookies out? Was that like an international thing?
I was carrots.
Carrot.
We took carrot on the lawn.
Yeah.
We did carrots, cookies, and milk.
Right.
Yeah, it was fine until I caught my dad outside eating the carrot. He's like, hey, that's for Rudolph!
Yeah. He was on his hands and knees.
Just gnawing on the carrot. Just scarred me for life.
Wearing ruined some Christmas. Antlers.
Yeah. Ruined Christmas.
Fuck. Do you guys think that Christmas is ever going to die as a holiday? Like,
no.
Nah.
Yeah. It's too marketable. No. Too marketable.
That's true.
Yeah.
As long as the...
Yeah, the brand, the brand is too good. As long as Santa doesn't get canceled for something, I think we're good.
Yeah,
yeah. Which...
I reckon it might be the raping the elves part.
Yeah. 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 I'm not sure.
I probably shouldn't have brought that up. I'm pretty sure he's trying to keep that low key. No, I guess that's true. As long as there's products to sell, Christmas would probably still be a holiday.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
But surely, eventually, people will get more and more like turned off to the idea of it. So I feel like now that I know that it's basically just a marketable holiday, it's definitely lost so much of the charm.
Oh, come on. The charm will come back when you have kids.
When I have kids.
Oh, and then to lie to them and gaslight them.
Yeah, but that's only going to, like I said, that's only going to last for like 4 or 5 years before you're able to figure it out.
Just go back to gaslighting your wife and then you're good.
It's the best part about being a parent is how long can you lie to your kids and have them believe you? How well can you sell? How well can you sell Christmas and Easter? And the tooth fairy, and the fact that they're not adopted. Like, feel me?
I would be surprised if, like, it's not the norm by the time we have kids to just tell your kids, like, yeah, like, you know, this is just a holiday where you give.
I'm going to lie to them.
You're going
to
try uphold the whole, like, Santa's real thing?
Yeah, dude, I want to see if I could beat my parents' record.
I don't know.
I want my kids to find out when they're, like, 16, and it'll be like, you're fucking retarded. You're fucking idiot. No,
surely someone at school tells them and ruins it.
Yeah, that's what happened to me. That's what happened to me.
It'd be school or the fucking
internet.
I was in straight-up denial. I was in the fourth grade, and someone said Santa's not real. I said,
fuck you. Fuck
you, it was like the first time I cursed someone. I got so mad, I balled my hands up into fucking Arthur fists, and I fucking said, fuck you, he's real.
Wow.
They called me a loser.
Yeah, it does sound like the response.
and then 2 years later.
2 years later, you met Fitz.
Yeah.
And you realized, I am a loser.
Yeah.
Okay.
Best Christmas movie is
Die Hard.
Elf is so good.
I haven't seen Die Hard.
Die Hard is good.
Die Hard.
Does that really count?
It isn't a Christmas movie, but it also is a Christmas movie. Like,
I haven't seen it.
It is played every year on Christmas. Mm. It's based in a Christmas time.
Yeah.
They're at a Christmas party.
It's very snowy. I know that much.
But it's also just about murder.
Yeah, and murder.
Crawling through vents.
Fucking standing on broken glass. That's a good movie.
I never watched Die Hard. For me, it was always Home Alone or
Christmas Story.
I never saw that. It was
Christmas, a classic. Christmas Story's great. Yeah. Red Ryder BB gun.
Is that the claymation one?
No. What's the claymation one? Santa Claus is coming to town. Is that the one?
I've never seen
it's the
it.
One
I've
with
heard it
it's the one with Heat Miser and Snow Miser.
I don't know.
You guys have never seen that?
No.
Oh my god!
I've seen the memes.
What is it?
Heat Miser and Snow Miser. It was like they were puppets. It was like the whole thing with like how Saint Nick became Santa, and it was like he had to leave town because like the government didn't like him giving gifts.
The tax evasion.
Found out he was DMing 17-year-olds on Discord, and it was all over. Santa just wanted to give the best gift of all, his short but thick penis.
I want to give you my gift early.
For me, it was always this animated Rudolph movie. I'm pretty sure it was Discord Rudolph.
I used to love it because
I had this like Ice Queen in it who was the evil character, and it had this Paul McCartney song that goes, simply having
a wonderful Christmas time.
And dude, that song's a banger to this day, let me tell you.
Yeah.
All I Want for Christmas by Mariah Carey, official music videos.
That bitch makes $1 million a fucking year every Christmas just because she's saying.
I think $1 million might be an understatement.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. And Michael Bublé.
Bublé.
Michael Bublé.
Classics.
Is Bublé still up to much?
How old is the fucking guy?
He's not even pretty young. He's the Frank Sinatra of our time. All right, I won't give him that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
Worst Christmas movie.
All of them, dude. They suck. Let's be real.
Elf's pretty good, though. You need to watch Elf, mate.
I don't know this Elf movie.
It's got Will Ferrell in it. It's good. It's a comedy. Yeah.
What about the Polar Express?
I might
Express?
Have seen it, actually.
The Polar Express, that's shit.
Uncanny Valley, the movie.
I fucking hate Polar Express.
I think I enjoyed it as a kid, but now it's just, it did not hold up well. The animation is kind of terrifying.
It's really creepy.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. But like, at the time, you're like, this is amazing.
Yeah, but everyone's eyes now look like the eyes on Matt's glasses.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, dude. What do you mean? They look really real.
Uncanny as fuck.
It's where the fucking meme, like, do you have games on your phone comes from? Is it an annoying kid from the Polar Express?
Wait, really?
Yeah, with the short hair and the glasses.
That's crazy.
Can we pull up a picture of that fucking kid from the Polar Express? That annoying fucking kid.
He looks like his name would be Norman.
Yeah, I want to kick him in the teeth.
Yeah. Well, who is actually in Melbourne for Christmas this year? Because Swagger's not.
Mm-mm.
Hey, me.
I don't know.
Because we're not going to be able to go home to New Zealand, I don't think. With the
I wanted to go home.
Me too. I would have loved to go home. But sadly, New Zealand is still in an intense lockdown. You'll be here, I'm imagining.
I'm in Geelong. Yeah.
And Matt, what about you? Are you going to be
here? No, I'm going to stay here.
You in town? Okay, so we'll do something. You know.
I'll be back for New Year's.
Great.
That's not Christmas.
Never mind.
I mean, if you're going to miss Christmas dinner, it's almost like I don't want to see you, but whatever.
It's all right. I'll FaceTime in.
Surely FaceTime in. We'll be around the fire sipping cold cocoa because it's fucking hot in Australia.
Cold Milo.
It's gonna be weird. It's gonna be weird going back. I had my last Christmas was spent in summer. I got sunburn.
Yeah,
it was fucking surreal.
That's just normal for us.
Fucking weird.
Nice barbecue. Christmas is like barbecue.
Yeah, that's
family
it's like cold food here. You guys have like cold salads and
it's refreshing.
Like cold prawns.
I think it changes house to house.
Yeah. I've always wanted to have a snowy Christmas. I've never had one before.
You've had a ton.
We can do some snow.
We can have a powdery Christmas.
A white Christmas, yeah.
Yeah.
Down.
Red nose like Rudolph by the end of the night.
Well, that kind of wraps up our Secret Santa.
Wraps up.
Does anyone have anything else they'd like to add in this festive time of year? Any comments?
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.
20,000 likes or over on Christmas.
Yeah, Mason's take two.
He's the fucking Grinch.
The Grinch is here. Happy Grinch holidays. Is demanding likes.
Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa if you fucking celebrate that.
Happy Klondike.
And special thanks to Santa for making his way from the North Pole. Yeah.
Special thanks.
Shout out Coca-Cola. Shout out St. Nick.
I want to see Santa's North Pole.
Shout out South Catholic Pole. Church.
You're short but thick. North Pole.
All right. Well, this is the Misfits wishing you a very Merry Christmas or whatever the hell you celebrate. And we'll see you in the new year, I suppose.
Yeah. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
New Year.
Feliz Navidad.
Goodbye.
Bye.